开心在文纳牧师会传达今日信息，题目是凭信心而非凭眼见活而活。
We're happy to have Pastor Philip would bring a gospel message for today with the title "The Lord of Our Storms."
Children can be dismissed for children worship. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Father, we thank you once again for your grace upon us. Upon this beautiful day, we can come and worship you. Father, we pray and thank you for you are our God. May your spirit work in us. Lord, may you visit us today. Soften our hearts to receive your words. Help us to see your grace and your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So last week we started our series in Ruth. So Ruth is a book about hope.
路德記是一卷关于盼望的一卷书
about the providence of God.
亦都是关于神的护理。
So God is at work in the darkest of times.
在最黑暗的时候神在那里工作。
He's at work for the good of his people.
他是为着他子民的益处来到工作。
This is a phrase that I want you to take to heart today.
今天我愿意各位去记住这一句话。
When you don't understand the plans of, and purpose of God.
当你不明白神的计划或者是神的目的，
Trust in God's person and presence.
你要相信神是哪一位，相信神的同在。
Let me read that again. When you don't understand the plan and purpose of God,
当你不明白神的计划或者是神的目的，
Trust in God's person and presence.
你要相信神是哪一位，相信神的同在。
Trust in who God is, his character.
去相信神是哪一位，就是知道他的位格。
And cling to the promise of his presence.
亦都去捉紧他与你同在。
That he is always with you.
他是常与你同在。
So our passage starts today at verse 19.
今天我们的经文是由第十九节开始。
And we find Naomi and Ruth back to Bethlehem.
这里讲到拿俄米和路德回到去伯利恒了。
They traveled actually a very far distance.
其实他们的旅途是很长的。
You know, it makes it sounds like very simple, but they traveled over 60 miles to get back there.
听起上来好像很快就去到，其实他们是路程是60里之长。
So these two widows traveled 60 miles on foot to travel all through the desert plains of Moab.
这两个寡妇就是行了60里路，要经过摩押地的旷野。
All the way back to Bethlehem.
一路直返伯利恒。
Ruth, verse 19, so the two of them went on until they came to Bethlehem. And when they came to Bethlehem, the whole city was stirred because of them.
于是二人同行来到伯利恒，他们到了伯利恒，合城的人就都惊讶。
And all the women said, "Is this Naomi? Can this be Naomi?"
所有的妇女都说，啊，这个是不是拿俄米啊？
You know, so the whole town is actually very excited to see them.
其实整个城见到他的时候都很兴奋。
It's been over 10 years since they've seen Naomi and her family.
因为已经过了十年没见他们了。
You know, but to Naomi,
但是对于拿俄米来讲，
returning home sort of intensified the depth of her grief.
她回家的时候使到她的哀伤更加的沉重。
They were excited to see Naomi, find out what's been going on.
这些人见到拿俄米的时候很兴奋的，因为很想知道发生了什么事。
But you can sort of kind of understand Naomi's dread of returning home.
但是说你都可以体谅到为什么拿俄米会怕回家呢？
Having to answer over and over again what happened to her husband and two children.
因为一次又一次他要回答人， 在她的丈夫和儿子身上发生了什么事。
And perhaps there was feelings of scorn and shame.
又或者她也都有个感觉，觉得被人看不起，或者觉得羞耻。
You know, sometimes people tend to be a little judgmental.
有时人是很批判性。
A little lack of compassion.
不够怜悯。
Where's your husband and your children?
你的丈夫或者你的儿子去了哪里？
Oh, they passed away.
他们过身了。
And of course they passed away.
当然他们会过身了。
You know, God is punishing you.
你知不知道神罚紧你啊？
For leaving his promised land.
你离开了他的应许地啊。
For marrying Moabite woman.
还要与一些异族人通婚。
So, but we're really not told specifically from this passage.
但是在圣经里面没这么讲到。
Whether the death of her husband and her sons
究竟她丈夫和儿子的离世
were the results of God's judgment on their sin.
是不是真的神审判她的罪呢？
You know, but sometimes very naturally, that's where our minds will head.
但是有时我们人就会是这样想。
We put one and one together and we assume that that's the connection.
我们以为一加一所以就是这样的关系。
And,The Bible tells us we shouldn't do that.
但是圣经告诉我们我们不应该这样做。
Jesus himself reminds us to be careful in our judgments.
耶稣自己也提醒我们警告我们要小心当我们论断人的时候。
In John chapter 9, Jesus passes by a blind man and his disciples ask him this question.
在约翰福音第九章的时候记录到当耶稣经过一个瞎子而他的门徒这样问他。
The disciples asked him, Rabbi,Who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?
门徒问耶稣说：拉比，这人生来是瞎眼的，是谁犯了罪？是这人呢？是他父母呢？
Jesus answered.
耶稣怎样答呢？
It was not that this man sinned or his parents, but that the work of God might be displayed in him.
耶稣回答说。也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他父母犯了罪，是要在他身上显出神的作为。
Not all suffering is a consequence of sin.
不是所有的苦难都是罪的结果。
Sometimes God has a different purpose.
因为有时神是有另外一个目的的。
And just as he states here,
就是好像在这里讲到。
That we suffer for the glory of God.
我们在苦难里面是为着神的荣耀。
That in our suffering, he will be glorified.
在我们的苦难里面是将荣耀归于他。
That his grace, his power will be shown through us.
就是在那里藉着我们去彰显他的大能，彰显他的恩典。
In the midst of our suffering.
在我们的苦难当中。
So we're warned not to judge.
所以我们这里被警告我们不要去论断。
You know, that's highlighted in Matthew 7.
在马太福音第七章也都这样讲。
Judge not that you not be judged.
你们不要论断人，免得你们被论断。
For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
因为你们怎样论断人，也必怎样被论断。你们用什么量器量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
Why do you see the speck in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own?
为什么你看见你弟兄眼中有刺，却不想自己眼中有梁木呢？
It tells us not to judge.
在这里叫我们不要论断。
Because we're actually all in the same boat.
因为我们其实每一个人都是一样。
Our lives are full of sin too.
我们的生命也都是充满罪。
Now, so we shouldn't go around judging other people's sin.
所以我们不要去论断别人的罪。
We should leave the judging to God.
我们要让神施行审判。
But as we're reminded in Galatians 6, we are to show love, we're to show mercy.
但是在加拉太书第六章提醒我们，我们要显出的就是爱怜悯。
That when we face somebody who's going through suffering and trials,
当我们遇上一些人经历着试炼或者苦难的时候，
we're called to help them bear their burdens.
我们要帮助他去承担。
The burdens are hard.
这些重担是很难的。
And those people that are suffering,
而那些在苦难里面的人，
you know, they feel bad enough already.
他们已经觉得很惨了。
You know, as we see here in Naomi,
在这里在
She says to them,
她怎樣跟他們說?
Do not call me Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me.
不要叫我拿俄米, 就是甜的意思, 叫我馬拉,
I went away full, but the Lord has brought me back empty.
因為全能者使我受了大苦, 我滿滿地出去,
Why call me Naomi when the Lord has testified against me and the Almighty has brought calamity to me?
耶和華降禍與我, 全能者使我受苦, 既是這樣, 你們為何還叫我拿俄米?
No, the name Naomi actually means pleasant.
拿俄米的意思是甜.
So my life isn't pleasant anymore. Don't call me Naomi.
但是現在我的生命一點都不甜,你不要叫我做拿俄米。
My life is very bitter.
我的生命是苦.
So call me Mara, which means bitterness.
叫我做馬拉,意思是苦.
You know, so Naomi is expressing the despair and brokenness within her heart.
拿米在這裡表達了她的絕望,她心裡的破碎.
The Almighty God has dealt bitterly with me.
全能者降禍於我.
And he goes on to define that complaint against God.
她跟著去解釋她對神的投訴.
You know, she went away full to Moab.
她說滿滿地出去到摩押.
You know, meaning that she had a husband and she had two sons.
意思就是說她有丈夫, 她有兩個兒子.
And now the Lord has brought her back empty.
但現在她空空地回來.
His husband and sons are gone. Her hope is gone.
她的丈夫的兒子都死掉了, 現在她的盼望也都沒有了.
Even Naomi herself says that it's God's judgment and God's testifying against me.
就算拿俄米自己說,
that God is showing her his displeasure.
是神讓我知道他的不滿.
You know, that God is the one that has afflicted her. God is the one that brought calamity into her life. You know, last week we already talked about Naomi's understanding of the sovereignty of God. Today we're going to dig a little deeper into that. If we notice in these two verses,
如果我们只看这两节,
20 and 21, Naomi uses God's divine names in a deliberate pattern. He says, Almighty.
他說是全能者,
Almighty has dealt bitterly against me.
全能者苦待我.
And the word she uses there is El Shaddai.
而在希臘文就是 El Shaddai.
And then she uses Lord twice, Yahweh, Yahweh.
跟着她用耶和华, 耶和华, 用了两次.
And then she goes back at the end of verse 21, she uses the El Shaddai again.
For, 而在21节, 她再用 El Shaddai, 全能者,
to signify that it is God Almighty.
她预表了这个是全能的上帝.
You know, that El Shaddai points to the sovereignty of God, the creator of all things.
这个全能者的意思就是指向这个创造万物的主宰, 有主权的主宰.
And he's the Almighty God that governs and rules over all of man's affairs.
就是这个有主权的主宰管辖统治人一切的事情.
And then she uses the word Yahweh, which says Lord.
跟着她用耶和华主,
the Lord, Jehovah.
主耶和华.
It points to a God that is the Lord, the Lord, the compassionate Lord of his people.
讲到这个主宰是对他的子民满有慈爱怜悯的.
That he comes to save, to deliver, and to bless.
是来到要祝福,要拯救.
So Yahweh is the Lord of the covenant. The covenant that he has made with Abraham. You know, it is this Yahweh that has treated her bitterly. You know, Yahweh is the one that we expect blessing of life.
在耶和华的身上,
but inexplicably,
但是莫名其妙地
God has taken away her loved ones.
神就将她所爱的人拿走。
You know, and therefore she turns back. The sovereign God is the one that has afflicted her and brought calamity upon her.
所以佢要翻翻去讲到，就系呢个满有主权嘅神将灾祸、将苦楚带到佢生命里边。
So Naomi has a very good understanding of who her God is.
所以Naomi佢好清楚知道佢嘅神系边一位。
Again, she understands that God is sovereign.
佢亦都好清楚知道神系有主权嘅。
That he is absolutely in control of all things.
佢系绝对喺万事所有事情上都掌管着。
All the good and the bad.
所有一切美好嘅事情或者灾祸。
That even in her suffering.
就算喺佢嘅苦难里边。
You know, she doesn't doubt God's existence.
佢冇疑惑到神嘅存在。
Nor his control.
亦都冇疑惑到神嘅掌管。
And she understands if anything bad happens to her life.
佢都明白喺生命里边一啲嘅难处或者唔好嘅事情。
She knows that ultimately they are coming from the hand of God.
佢亦都知道呢啲系从神嗰度嚟。
You know, He is in control.
因为神系掌管着。
Now, when we talk about this, God's control about
当我哋讲到神嘅管理
about our affliction,
讲到我哋嘅苦难。
You know, a lot of people, some people don't accept this concept of God.
有些人不会接受这个的方式去看神。
They don't like this idea that he's actually the author of suffering, sometimes our suffering and our, sometimes our pain.
他们不会去接受原来有时我们的痛苦或者我们的试炼是从神的来源。
A lot of times we like to operate in this dualism.
有时我们就是有这个睇法
and we think that,
两边嘅睇法
we think that all our suffering comes from Satan and sin.
我哋觉得所有我哋嘅苦难，我哋嘅罪，都系从撒旦而嚟嘅
And we say that God never gives us suffering.
神从来唔会俾试验我哋，从来唔会俾苦难我哋。
God only brings good into our lives.
因为神净系将美善带到去我哋生命。
Yeah, but this thinking isn't really biblical.
但系如果我哋系咁样想嘅时候咧，系唔合乎圣经噶。
Now let me make this very clear.
我要好清楚嘅解释。
Right, God never does evil.
神从来唔会行邪恶。
God is never the author of sin.
神从来唔系罪嘅源头。
Now being the author of suffering and trials.
但系神带嚟嘅。可以带来的是试炼和苦难。
It's not the same as saying God brings sin.
这个同不等于说神将罪带来。
You know, God is holy and in him,
因为神是圣洁的。
There is no darkness.
所以在神里面是没有罪，在神里面是没有黑暗的。
But God does ordain evil things to happen.
但是神也都命定
God ordains affliction to come upon his people.
神亦都命定苦难会临到佢嘅子民。
And we see that throughout the Bible.
喺整本圣经里边，我哋可以睇得
到。This is one of the clearest statements that shows us.
而喺呢一句话里边就好清楚嘅让我哋睇到。
Amos 3:6.
阿摩斯书三章嘅六节。
Does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it?
灾祸苦难降到一城，岂非耶和华所降的么
？Sorry, I forgot to put that in overhead. But the point is, does disaster come to a city unless the Lord has done it?
当灾祸要临到一个城嘅时候，个来源唔系神咩
？It's saying that God is the one that actually brings.
是神将这些灾祸带来
Because he's the one that is in control.
因为他就是掌管着
Another perfect example to us is actually Joseph.
另外一个很好的例子就是约瑟
In Psalms 105, it says this about Joseph.
在诗篇第105篇就是描述到约瑟
When he summoned the famine on the land and broke all supply of bread, he had sent a man ahead of them, Joseph,who was sold as a slave. His feet were hurt and with fetters. His neck was put in a collar of iron until what he had said comes to pass. The word of the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The rulers of the people sent him free. He made him lord of his house and ruler of all his possessions.
他命饥荒临到那地上, 将所倚靠的粮食全行断绝。 在他们已先打发一个人去约瑟被卖为奴仆, 人用脚疗伤他的脚, 他被锁链困具, 耶和华的话试炼他, 直等到他所说的应验了, 王打发人把他解开, 就是治理众民的, 把他释放, 立他作王家之主, 掌管他一切所有的。
Everybody knows the story of Joseph in Genesis, right?
从创世纪认识到约瑟这个故事。
Okay, now, what does it say here? Who's the one that brought the famine?
在这里说什么? 是谁命饥荒的?
You know, God is the one who summoned the famine.
是神命定饥荒。
You know, like Naomi,
等于拿俄米,
Joseph also went into a foreign land.
约瑟和拿俄米一样, 去到一个异地。
He didn't have a choice. He was sold by his brothers into slavery. And then he was falsely accused by an adulterous woman. And then he was thrown into prison for years. He spent many dark days in prison. That's when the Lord tested him. You know, Joseph had every reason, like Naomi, to say, the Almighty has dealt very bitterly with me. But Joseph kept his faith all the way. You know, even when he didn't understand the plan and purpose of God,
就算他明白神的计划神的目的,
he trusted in God's person and presence.
他相信的是神是哪一位, 神的同在。
Remind us in Genesis 39, verses 2,
在这里提醒我们在创世纪,
that he knew God was with him.
他认识到神与他同在。
That everything that he did, God blessed him.
他所行的一切事上都是亨通。
And in God's time, he opened the door for Joseph to give Pharaoh the answer to his dream.
而在神的时间, 神让约瑟能够为法老王解梦。
It's a dream that God gave Joseph wisdom to interpret.
就是神给约瑟有这个智慧去解梦。
And through that, he was put as the governor of over Egypt.
就是因为这样, 他就成为埃及的宰相。
Now, God is the one that sent this famine.
是神命定这个饥荒。
And we see that Joseph was sent to rescue his people from the famine.
但是我们也看到, 约瑟是神所差遣要拯救他子民那一位。
Joseph went through much suffering through that process.
但是在这个过程里面, 约瑟经历了很多苦难。
Now, was it because of anything he sinned?
是不是因为约瑟自己犯了罪呢?
No.
不是。
It was for God's purpose, for his glory.
但是这个是为着神的目的, 为着神的荣耀。
It would be that through Joseph's suffering,
就是因为约瑟所经历的苦难,
God would mold him.
神在那里塑造他,
to be that deliverer of his people.
使他成为他子民的拯救。
Now this is what Joseph says in Genesis 50.
在创世纪50章, 约瑟就是这样讲,
as his brothers were terrified,
他的兄弟很害怕。
You know, before him, when they found out he was Joseph, their brother,
当他知道原来跟他相应的那位是他的兄弟约瑟,
he says to his brothers who sold him into slavery, as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
他和卖他的兄弟这样说, 从前你们的意思是要害我, 但神的意思原是好的, 要保存许多人的生命, 成就今日的光景。
Finally then,
就喺嗰度最后啦。
Joseph understood that all of his suffering was part of God's purpose and plan.
约瑟就明白到佢所有嘅苦难原来系喺神嘅计划、神嘅目的里边。
To prepare him to be that person God uses to save His people.
去准备佢成为嗰一位神派去拯救好多人嘅呢一位。
But when he went through that process,
但系当佢经过呢个过程。
He didn't understand, he didn't know.
他不明白,他不知道。
So when we're going through our process of suffering and pain,
当我们也都经历一些苦难或者一些痛苦的时候,
we too may not understand God's purpose and plan.
同时我们也都未必明白神的目的,神的计划。
But we're reminded to trust in God's person and presence.
但我们被提醒的是我们要相信信靠神是哪一位相信神的同在。
Our ultimate example actually is Christ himself.
其实我们最终的例子就是主耶稣基督。
Acts 4, verse 27,
使徒行传第27章
it says, For truly in this city they were gathered together against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and the people of Israel,to do whatever your hand and your plan has predestined to take place.
小堂主四章二十七至二十八节咁样讲，希律王丢比拉多，外邦人和以色列民果然在这城里聚集，要攻击你所高的圣者耶稣，成就你手和你。意志所定预定必有的事。
It's describing when Jesus was persecuted.
呢度去描述就系耶稣被逼迫嘅时候。
That Herod and Pontius Pilate, along with the Gentiles and his people, would turn against Jesus.
希律同埋本丢比拉多，佢哋同埋好多嘅以色列人，佢哋都去离开耶稣。
But verse 28.
但系第二十八节。
It states very clearly that God is the one who meticulously ordained the suffering and death of Christ to happen.
好清楚讲到系神预定耶稣嘅苦难，耶稣嘅受死。
You know, Luke 22 says that it's the will of the Father that Jesus would suffer.
路加福音二十二章系讲呢个系神嘅原意，要耶稣受苦。
It was God's will that he would be crucified on the cross.
是神的旨意他要被钉在十字架。
So that he can pay the penalties of our sins.
以致能够还清我们的罪的情况。
Think about that. That's God's purpose and his plan.
那你去想想这个就是神的旨意，这个就是神的目的。
Christ is sinless.
耶稣是无罪的。
Yet God afflicted him to die on that cross.
但是神要去大大的受苦，以至于死在十字架上。
And it shows us God's amazing grace.
就在那里让我们看到神奇妙的恩典。
His love for us.
他对我们的爱。
That he would send his son to die on the cross for us to suffer.
他会差派他的儿子为着我们的缘故在十字架的受苦而死。
He didn't deserve it.
他不是应得的。
So that we can have life.
以致我们得着生命。
If you trust in Jesus,
如果你相信主耶稣的话,
you too can have eternal life.
你同样能够有永远的生命。
This is the love that God has shown and given to you.
这个就是神所彰显的爱，也都将这份爱赐过给你。
That opportunity in your suffering to turn to Christ.
就在你苦难当中，你都有这个机会去转向基督。
You know, and Christ went to the cross willingly for you.
而基督是乐意的，为了你的缘故被钉在十字架上。
He went there to be obedient to his Father's will.
他就是信服父神的旨意而去到那里。
That's what he said in Gethsemane in his prayer.
在客西马尼园在他的祷告里面，他就这
样说。He was praying and he was sweating droplets of blood, it says.
当他祷告的时候，血就好似眼泪好似血咁样就流出嚟。
And he says, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me.
佢话父神啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去。
Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.
然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
In the midst of the pain and the suffering of what Jesus knows he's going through.
当佢知道 要行过呢一个嘅苦难呢个嘅痛苦当中。
He willingly obeys and trusts in his father's will.
但系佢乐意嘅去信靠，亦都信服父神嘅旨意。
He faced that road of suffering and death.
佢面对呢一个苦难同死亡嘅道路。
For he understood God's plan and his purpose.
因为佢明白到父神嘅目的，父神嘅计划。
To bring salvation to his people.
将救恩带到佢嘅子民当中。
But most of all, to give glory to God.
但系最紧要嘅就系将荣耀归于神。
Jesus as the deliverer.
耶稣就系呢位拯救者。
Brings glory to God.
将荣耀带俾神。
And in the midst of that, Jesus is glorified as well.
而喺当中，耶稣自己亦都得着荣耀。
It says in Philippians 2, Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name.So that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
So Naomi is right.
所以拿俄米是啱的。
El Shaddai, her sovereign God.
El Shaddai, 全能者。
Has brought affliction upon her life.
将祸带过俾佢。
El Shaddai, Almighty, ordained the suffering and calamities that she faced in life.
全能者命定咗佢生命里边要经历嘅苦难。
But God also says to Naomi.
但系神同时亦都同拿俄米咁样讲。
Yes, remember remember I am Yahweh your Lord.
你要谨记我就系耶和华你嘅主宰。
Was promised you to deliver you.
系应许过你要拯救你。
I'm Yahweh that made a covenant with your father Abraham.
我系耶和华与你嘅先祖亚伯拉罕立约嗰位。
I am the Lord that has promised to be with you.
我就系呢位主宰应许过与你同在。
To bless you.
祝福你。
Deliver you and give you hope.
去拯救你，将盼望俾过你。
I am the one that brought you.
我就系嗰一位带你出嚟。
Into Moab.
带你去到摩押
In the midst of the famine,
在饥荒当中
Your sojourn into Moab was necessary.
而你在摩押寄居这段时间是必须的
To bring about my plan.
因为要去实践我的计划
To bring Ruth to faith.
要将路德带到去信心里面
You know, your suffering is to mold you, God says.
神话在你的苦难里面神是塑造着你。
But it's especially used to mold faith in Ruth in me.
亦都更加重要的就要让路德他的信在我里面的信心得到塑造。
That within those 10 years, Ruth was under your household.
而在过去的10年路德是和你一起居住。
She would come to understand me.
就在那段时间他就明白我明白我的恩典
And it's through Ruth,
而藉着路德
I your God will bring you deliverance
我你的主宰要施行拯救
And it's not just for Ruth
但是不但只为路德
Not just for Naomi
不但只为拿俄米
But the deliverance will be for all of Israel
但是这个拯救是关乎于整个以色列民
For to bring about the birth of David
因为在那里就会带出大卫王的诞生
It will be deliverance to the world
亦都带出这个世界的拯救
Because through David shall come the Messiah
因为在大卫当中就会带出一个尼赛亚
I have brought you back to your promised land
我要带你回到去应许之地
You've come back to the beginning of the harvest
你亦都要来到收割的开始
Trust in my person.
你要相信我是哪一位。
Trust that my presence is with you.
亦都去相信我与你的同在。
You know, in the following weeks as we finish up Ruth,
We'll
see the beautiful story that unfolds of God's providence.
As
He works out these details in the life of Naomi and Ruth.
我们就会看到在拿俄米和路德他们生命里面所有的细节，我们看到神的护理。
Are you facing any experiencing any dark storms in your life?
现在在你的生命里有没有经历一些飓风呢?
Life is full of darkness.
生命是充满黑暗的。
There's full of sin.
亦都充满罪。
So therefore we do face a lot of suffering and grief.
所以我们会有很多哀伤，我们会有很多苦难。
But the Bible reminds us as Christians over and over again.
但是圣经一次又一次提醒信徒。
Our lives will be full of suffering.
我们的生命会有苦难。
But when you do face it,
但是当你要面对的时候,
He gives us examples to follow.
但是已经给了例子我们要跟随。
Remember Joseph.
记住约瑟,
remember Naomi here.
在这里记住拿俄米。
But most of all, remember Christ.
但是最要紧的你要记住基督。
Not just remember Christ, but trust in Him.
不单只要纪念基督, 更要信靠基督,
cling to Christ.
捉紧基督,
cling to His person of who He is.
抓紧基督他本身,
and that He is the one that is with you.
他就是那位与你同在。
You know, God is saying the same thing to you as He said to Naomi.
今天神对拿俄米那番说话同样的同你这样说。
God says, I am your Lord.
神说我就是你的主宰。
I'm a Lord, your Lord that will always be with you.
我就是这个常与你同在的神。
And even in the midst of your suffering,
就算在你苦难当中,
that my strong and invisible hand will hold you up.
我这个强而看不见的手是抱着你。
I will cover over you in your darkest of times.
在你最黑暗的时间是我荫庇你。
In the words of R.C. Sproul, it says, I am planning things for you that you could never dream of.
正如 R.C. Sproul 牧师这样说，他说，我是为你计划一些你梦想不到的事情。
So when you do face suffering,
所以当你面对苦难,
when you don't understand the purpose and plan of God in your life,
当你不明白神在你生命上里面的计划或者目的,
trust in God's person and presence.
你要相信神是哪一位, 你要相信神的同在。
Let us pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我们感谢你。
For even as we have prayed today,
正如我们今天的祷告,
that you are a faithful God.
你是一个, 信实的神,
that you have promised, your word is trustworthy.
你应许过你的话语是可信的,
your promise that your love will always be there for us.
你应许过你的爱常与我们同在,
your promise that nothing in this life can ever separate us from your love.
你亦都应许过在这个世上没有一样东西能使我们与你的爱隔绝。
Father, I pray that you will make this truth,
天父，我们祈求, 让我们看到这个真理,
real in our hearts.
在我们的心里面,这是一个真实的真理,
that we'll truly come to understand who you are.
我们实在的去明白你是哪一位,
that you are the most loving, most faithful God.
你是一个最信实,最慈爱的神,
that you're the God that is for us and not against us.
你是一个为着我们的神,不是敌挡我们的神,
that in no matter what sufferings and trials that may befall us,
无论我们要面对什么的试炼,什么的困难,苦难,
that your hand is at work,
你的手是在那里工作,
that you are molding all things that happen under your sovereignty,
一切的事情所发生都是在你的主权底下,
molding it for our good,
为着我们的益处,
and for the purpose of your glory,
亦都为着你荣耀的目的。
Father, we know that it is your faithfulness and love that covers over us.
主，我们知道是你的信实,你的爱去遮盖我们。
So fill us with your spirit,
我们祈求你的灵充满我们,
that in the midst of our suffering,
在我们苦难当中,
we will see, Lord, who you are more clear.
我们更加清晰地看到你是哪一位,
that we will cling to you,
我们会捉紧你,
because your presence will always be with us.
因为你常与我们同在,
that is your promise.
这是你的应许,
and that is our hope.
而这个亦都是我们的盼望。
Father, walk us through each and every day,
天父，求你每一天与我们同行,
with the joy of your salvation.
有救恩嘅喜乐。
Amen.
Amen.
Let us all rise and turn to hymn number 30.
让我哋一齐起立唱诗歌嘅第三十首。
I sing the mighty power of God.
I sing the mighty power of God, and make the mountains roll, and turn the mountains around, and in the lofty skies. Sing the wisdom that ordained the sun to rule the day. The moon shines full at his command, and all the stars obey.